Good evening, everyone. I'm Corrine McCabe, also known as Kay, and I'm hosting the call tonight for Real Girlfriends Across America. We are a company that has a foundation and mission to build lifelong friendships with women across the globe. We will be bringing you hot topics each night, and we are always on the lookout for new topics. Follow us on Facebook at Real Girlfriends Across America and head to our website, realgirlfriends.org. Now, tonight I have on the call with me Corrine, Annie, Destiny, Rain, and a whole bunch of other girlfriends. And today our topic is the importance of self-esteem. Now, before we get started tonight, I'd like to check in with the ladies on the line. How are you guys doing?
Hello.
Okay, we're good here.
Good.
Hey. So let's get started. When you guys think of the word self-esteem and self-confidence, what do you guys think of? Because I know that the words self-esteem and self-confidence are often confused, and sometimes they're used interchangeably, but they really do have two different meanings. So who wants to go first? Like, tell me what your idea of self-esteem and self-confidence is, and what is the difference between the two? And go ahead. Say your name.
Oh, this is Rain.
Okay, go ahead.
I would say as far as self-esteem, that it's more of your opinion on your body, and confidence is more your ability to confidence is more in your ability to accomplish something. If you feel that you are confident in it, I guess you could say. But self-esteem, when I think about self-esteem, I think of something that's more like reflective of our body and our opinion on how we view our self-image.
Right. Okay, thank you, Rain. What about you, Destiny?
I'd say basically the same thing. I'd say self-esteem is, like, how you, like, value yourself, and self-confidence is more, like, how you perceive, like, what you can do and what your good and bad strengths are.
Anyone else?
This is Annie. So
mm-hmm.
I think self-esteem for me, my self-esteem is more about how I look at my body, how I look at myself, more physical, I think, traits is where my self-esteem comes from, or physical abilities, maybe like my health and my my ability to run or walk or swim. But for confidence is more of how I handle situations. So if I'm walking into a room, I'm going to pull on my confidence as opposed to pulling on my self-esteem, right? Because my self-esteem is going to help me figure out what I'm going to wear to the party.
Right. Okay. Corrine?
I would say that self-confidence is more or less like it's the belief in yourself. So how you view or how you're able to deal with things, if you're confident, obviously, in yourself. That's what I think self-confidence would be. Self-esteem, I would think, like Annie said, how you believe, how you look at yourself. If you have a high belief that, you know, you are, you know, worthy, or if you look a certain type of way, I think that self-esteem is more like vision and confidence. Self-confidence is more or less like what your ability, what you're able to do.
Okay. It's really interesting that most of you guys believed that self-esteem has to do with body image. And I think that probably, like, you know, that's something that I would have thought as well before researching this. I think that maybe the media really does mess us up when it comes to that. Like, it makes us view ourselves in such a way that we start thinking negatively about ourselves, and it can affect our self-esteem. But when I looked up the meaning of self-esteem, the definition of self-esteem is confidence in one's own worth or abilities, self-respect. So basically what you believe about what you are worth, right? That's what self-esteem is. And self-confidence, you guys all got right. It's a feeling of trust in one's abilities, qualities, and judgment. So tonight we're going to focus on self-esteem, not so confidence. And self-esteem, again, is tied to our belief in what we're worth. So what importance do you guys think self-esteem has had on your life? And this could be good self-esteem, bad self-esteem, just self-esteem in general. And also, when you say self-esteem, so you're meaning how we view our image of ourselves?
Yeah, your image of yourself.
I think, and this is me, I think that it plays, I don't know, I guess like my self-esteem, like I said yesterday, it varies. It depends on like, you know, I guess the time of the day and what I'm trying to do. But I guess it does play a important role when I'm trying to like, I guess, doing like modeling stuff, because otherwise I really don't care what people think or, and maybe I try not to put myself out there as much because of self-esteem issues.
Okay. Anyone else?
I can go ahead and give just some examples from my own personal life. So I believe that self-esteem has had sometimes a good impact when I had positive self-esteem and sometimes a bad impact when I had negative self-esteem. When I had positive self-esteem, and I'm going to pause for a second. Did caller 404, what's your name and where are you calling from?
That's the one right there.
It might, her speaker might be off. Okay, so I'm going to continue. So in my life, there have been times when I had good self-esteem, like times when I have a lot of, I think part of it is self-esteem and self-confidence, like in my writing, like, oh, I can write good. I've been writing since I was a kid. And then because I had that self-esteem and my sort of confidence in my ability and some idea about how much my writing was worth, I was able to go out and accomplish things like publish poetry books or publish, you know, things on Amazon and things like that, because my self-esteem was positive in that respect. And then there have been times when I had really negative around the time when after I had my first kid and I gained about 80 pounds after I had my first kid and I was back on depo. And it really affected my self-esteem. I felt like I wasn't worthy. I felt really, you know, just unattractive. I just felt a lot of negative things about myself, and it affected my mood. It caused me to, you know, to my depression to worsen. And so, you know, self-esteem, like you can have differing levels of self-esteem across different things. Like you might have low self-esteem about, like you guys said, your image or your how you look, or you might have high self-esteem about an ability that you have. So I think that it's not just, you know, oh, you have self-esteem or no, you don't. So let's see. Annie, do you want to go? What importance do you think that self-esteem has had in your life?
Well, I think I told you guys before, I was a very active in sports. My dad started me on soccer when I was 4. So, because of that, I was kind of thrown into teams and playing sports and competition pretty early. So I've always been pretty competitive. But in the same breath, having a mom, my biological mom, who wasn't very nice to me, I became – like, I didn't want to be that way. I wanted to be good and nice to people. So in that sense, I think that I had a very good balance for that, trying to be competitive with the team sports and everything. But it was a little harder for me when I was doing things on my own.
Mm-hmm.
So I always challenge myself, you know. Like, the big thing for me is that my self-esteem grows from challenging myself and then in winning in that or succeeding.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So basically,
don't get me wrong, you know. What was that, hun?
So basically challenging yourself to do more and then succeeding at doing more, and then that raises your self-esteem?
Absolutely. And then, of course, my dad also taught me that you never quit. So even if I did fail, I would try again and maybe just try things a different way. And I think the funny part is that humility is big on, you know, I'm always talking about humility. And I think humility is really big on not getting too big of an ego when you're dealing with situations. But don't get me wrong, I've done it many times where I've had quite the ego when I've been shot down.
So have any of you experienced self-esteem negatively and positively, like in both aspects? Rain, you go.
Negatively, oh yeah, I would say like maybe body image over the years. I definitely had a negative view on my body. You know, growing up, you know, because of childhood, like my weight was like up and down, and you know how magazines and like how on TV and everything, you know, like skinny looks good. This is, you know, like how it is, and definitely developed a negative body image. But I will definitely say, like, over the past 3 years, I definitely learned what my worth is, and that I guess through meditation and positive affirmations and stuff like that, and just loving myself more, and I don't really see, so the positive side is more that my that I am more confident now, and also that I don't have low self-esteem because I know how worthy I am and all of that.
So do you guys think that, like, what do you think can factor into causing people, like, what are things on the outside of people that can cause them to have some low self-esteem? Because sometimes factors outside of us can damage our self-esteem, right? Like, if I watch Top Model too long, I'm going to come away feeling pretty bad about myself. So what do you guys think, you know, what kind of factors do you think there might be in influencing your self-esteem?
Watch a Top Model. Just kidding.
Well, I sure don't watch Top Model. I know that.
Yeah, I don't either.
That's a factor. That's a factor that contributes to my good self-esteem, is not watching shows like that, honestly.
Nice. Yeah. I have watched shows like that from time to time, and I don't like how I feel afterwards, so I've had to, like, cut that out.
True, though, it's kind of crazy how your brain, you can be mini brainwashed in something when you really see something, and it can affect your image of yourself.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. That's so true. Corinne, any thoughts?
Yes. Yeah, funny, because I used to want to be on that show, but I'm too short. And then they did one season where they were doing short people. But I had a lot of stuff going on, so I couldn't go to audition, and I was glad I didn't, because it was, like, crazy with how many people came out. So they opened it up to everyone. So, yeah, I get the whole watching it and then feeling like, okay, crap, like, now I need to go and get something done or do a sit-up or something.
Right.
So I get it.
Yeah. So, have you ever experienced anything that affected your self-esteem negatively or positively, like either way?
I experienced negative self-esteem, and I think a lot of what plays into that is people around me, like, a lot of my self-esteem comes from sight, that people can see stuff, and obviously I got these new glasses, but I'm still, you know, since I can't see, I'm still experiencing some negative self-esteem because I don't point the camera right, or I don't look straight at what I'm looking at, and I just expect to see whatever it is I'm looking at, and I need to definitely get better at pointing the camera. So I think a lot of self-esteem for me comes from other people being able to see things that mm-hmm. I can't.
Okay, so I want you guys to think about how your life might be different if you had positive, completely positive self-esteem, no negative self-esteem. What do you think you could accomplish in your life? Corinne, you go first.
You know, it's funny because I was just talking to a friend today about on the wavelength of what we're talking about. And I was telling her that I guess if I didn't have, like, a fear of putting myself out there and being judged, and I already do to a limit, but not fully, that I probably would be at the level where I wanted to be in terms of, like, my modeling career. Mm-hmm. But because I do have certain, like, fears, I guess, and certain things that's holding me back in terms of that, that I know I probably should just have a freak it attitude. But I want to have a freaking attitude when it comes to that, but
right.
I know that's, you know, something I have to work on.
Okay. Anyone else?
This is Rain. I would say that I would probably be a successful actress. Mm-hmm. But over the years, I definitely hindered myself from becoming successful because I had opportunities with stuff, but because I was like self-conscious about my skin and my weight, I just always felt like, you know, people are going to be judging me because of my weight or my skin, and then and they just kind of deterred me away from really going for opportunities that I could have had
mm-hmm.
years ago.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So it definitely hinders us from making or taking risks that we might take if we had self-esteem.
Yeah.
Anyone else? Annie?
I knew you were going to call me. I should have just barked it out. I always talk so damn much. I'm trying to let other people talk, but it's funny. I guess for me, it's a little different, but that's only because I've told you guys I broke my back a couple years ago, and it completely changed my life. I wasn't able to go right back into working in construction, which I used to do. So I was forced. Literally, I was at a point where I was forced to, like, I was on Craigslist, and I'm like, okay, what can I do? What can I do to earn money? And I almost was like, I applied for some modeling gigs and stuff like that. And I really didn't think I was even going to get them, you know, because I never thought that I was good enough for that because I was told I wasn't. But I went ahead and did it anyways, and I started getting them, and it started to feel pretty great. So it's kind of the universe gave me a big swift kick in the butt or the back. And so now I just go after it whether I feel like I can totally do it 150%. I'm going to go after it anyways because life is short.
That's right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Anyone else? Corinne?
Yes.
So, did I ask you this question already? How do you think your life would be different? Okay. So, where do you think your self-esteem has room to improve?
I definitely think improve because. I don't know. I guess because I'm always conflicted, and I guess it's a hard subject for me to talk about just because, you know, it's something I dealt with, like, my whole life is basically people unsolicited a lot of times is telling me about how they feel like I look like or whatever. Mm-hmm. And I realized that some of it is because I put myself in that industry where I'm going to be judged, and I get that. So with me, it could be approved, but it's going to be harder for me because I am in a arena where people are entitled to judge me, I guess.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Destiny, what about you?
I think my, what was the question again? I'm sorry.
How would your life be different if you had positive self-esteem, and where do you think your self-esteem has room to improve?
I think my self-esteem definitely has grown since I've been, since I got into school for singing, because that's always something that I've really wanted to do. And the second part was, oh my God, I'm so sorry. The second part was what again?
How do I'm sorry. Where do you think your self-esteem has room to improve?
I think it definitely has room to improve with my lack of vision. I just, with these glasses, actually, I just need to know that, you know, I have them. I have the tools to use. I just need to, you know, concentrate a little bit more and figure out what I'm doing, where the camera's going, and look at things.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. So we are going to go to the break, and afterwards we will be back with the next part of the show.
Are you enjoying the show? Help us bring more great content to you by donating. Every bit helps. You can donate to us by visiting our Patreon page. You can go to www.patreon.com and search for Rogue Girlfriends Across America to support the show. Or you can donate to us by visiting our Anchor page. You can visit www.anchor.fm and search for us by searching Rogue Girlfriends Across America. We appreciate the donation. Now, back to the show.
Okay, we're back to our subject. I hope you guys are still feeling okay. We're going to talk about just some ways that self-esteem can affect our lives, right? And then you guys can also go into how it has affected your life, if you like. Self-esteem pretty much can affect your outlook on life. It can affect your worldview. It can affect your belief in your abilities. It can affect all your relationships. It can affect your level of passion for activities if you believe that you are unable to perform well. It affects people's perception of you. It can damage your energy levels, can cause mental and emotional illness, can decrease positivity, and can damage your mood. That's a whole lot. So, yeah. How can we increase self-esteem to avoid all that? So we're going to go into ways and activities and things that we can do to start increasing our self-esteem, because we don't want to have our lives destroyed by low self-esteem. So who would like to go first?
I think, this is Rain speaking. I think meditation is so important. It has helped me and a lot of people I know so much. Even people I know that have had mental illness, it has helped them a lot. So I definitely think stuff like meditation and just, you know, talk like having a community that, a community of other people that you can talk to about situations in your life and how you feel, just let things go, because a lot of times we keep things bottled up inside of us as well, which also prevents us from becoming confident in something. So letting go of everything and, you know, just having like workshops where there's motivational speakers and people encouraging you to love yourself and love on others. And I think those would be good ideas.
Mm-hmm. One thing that I did when I was, I remember, I think I started doing this when I was a teenager. And I don't know if I read it somewhere, and it reminded me of it when I was doing, when I was writing the show, because I was researching, you know, basically what we could do to improve our self-esteem. And this technique actually made me remember that I used to do this when I was a teenager. And what it is you go in the mirror every day and you tell yourself the positive thing about you. And you tell yourself that whatever it is, doesn't matter what it is, maybe you whistle good, I don't know. Maybe you listen to other people well. Maybe you're a helper. Maybe you like music. Maybe you love painting. Maybe you are artistic. Whatever, it doesn't matter what it is. Whatever it is, you go in the mirror and you tell yourself that you are good at that every day. And I practiced this as a teen because I used to have extremely low self-esteem, and it actually did raise my self-esteem. It boosted my image about myself. And so I want to know if you guys have ever tried this, or if you would be willing to try this. Every day, go in the mirror and tell yourself the thing that you like about you, and do this for at least 3 weeks before adding a second thing on that list. What do you guys think about that? What is one thing that you really, really, really like about yourself?
I'm a stick with brain.
What?
No, it's just see, I said I'm a stick with brain.
Brain?
Yeah, my brain.
Oh, okay, okay. Okay, so you're intelligent.
Yeah, if you want to call it that.
Okay.
You guys don't even know how funny that just sounded, but okay. Brain. Said intelligence. No brain.
Like, whatever. Okay. Rain, what about you?
One thing I'm really good at?
One thing that you really like about yourself.
Oh, that I really like about myself. That time and things that would make them happy, and how I can make someone's day bright if they're having a bad day.
Okay. Anyone else? Don't make me call somebody. Destiny.
I love that I sing good.
I didn't know you could sing. You can sing?
Yep.
We're going to have you sing for a show one time.
Okay.
Annie, what about you?
Sorry about that. I hope you can't hear this wind in the background, but... So first of all, I wanted to say affirmations. That's what those are called, and they're amazing. I have notes in my mirror in the bathroom. The one I always keep up, it says, love yourself. Mm-hmm. So affirmations I learned about a long time ago, and I use those a lot, especially when I'm feeling down or going through something hard. So for me, my courage, honestly, my courage to continue. After I broke my back and they told me I might not walk again, and I was like, yeah, that's not going to happen. So I really am proud of the fact that I stood up and I fought against what they said I was going to be and what they said I couldn't do.
Mm-hmm. That's awesome. You're a fighter.
Oh, yeah, and I'm a scrapper, too, so watch out.
All right. Anyone else? Tawanda on the line? Okay, I'll go with what I like about myself. I like that, I think it's something I like about myself, but it's also something that I have to work on. I feel like it's a strength and a weakness. I try to take things head on. Kind of like what Annie said, that I don't think of myself as a fighter per se, but just that I try to confront things head on. And I like that, and I also know that it's something that I have to balance out at the same time. So, does anyone else want to add something? Like, what are some other ways that you can increase self-esteem other than just affirmations?
Practicing things.
Mhm. You said what?
Practice. Practice makes perfect. If there's something you want to accomplish, you got to practice it.
Oh,
people got to stop expecting. Yeah, you know, it's like people always. Some people expect things to just happen and come easily to them. But when we practice, it makes you much better. But it also makes you appreciate it.
That's true. That's a good point. So we have meditation, we have self-affirmations, we have practice. Anything else? Corinne? I was just trying to think of something. I guess just being self-aware when you had those moments so that you can remember to change your mindset.
Good point. So that when you're having a negative thought, to change it. That's a very good point. Good point. So we have meditation, self-affirmations, practice, changing your thoughts. Anyone else?
For me, well, probably just exercising and staying fit.
Okay. Those are good ones too, because I always feel better when I exercise. Trying to get to the exercise part is the hardest part.
Yeah.
Like you tell yourself, I'm going to exercise, and then it doesn't happen.
Yeah.
So exercise. So those are good ones. All right. Anyone have any additional thoughts that they'd like to add? Okay. If not, then all right. That is pretty much all for tonight. I really want to appreciate all of you guys who dialed in, and we appreciate our listeners. I want you to not forget to please listen and share this show with everyone you know. And we are done for the night. I want to thank you guys for coming on the line. Thank you, ladies.
Thank you
so much.
Thank you for listening to yet another episode of The Real Girlfriends Across America. Make sure you tune in tomorrow. We're here Sunday through Thursday at 9 p.m. EDT time or 6 p.m. PDT time. Make sure you tune in on all of our platforms, and that's anywhere where podcasts are being played. Make sure you visit us at www.realgirlfriend.org or on Instagram at realgirlfriend7, that's the number 7, Twitter at realgirlfriend7, or on our Facebook page at Real Girlfriends Across America. We can't wait to chat with you next, and until next time, have a great and awesome day.